And then I noticed someone that I would see at the office a lot was in her photos. And then I realized they're looking very intimate in these photos.
No.
They're like hugging up on each other. They're kissing each other.
No! Wait, is it a man?
They're getting married.
No!
And guess who this is?
Hey, we're the Personality Hires, and some of you might already know us for personalities because we all met at work.
Whether you're working from home
or stuck in the office with that coworker you hate,
we make your 9-to-5 worth getting out of bed for.
If you just clicked on this recent episode, you probably noticed a small change to the episode and Personality Hires icons. We changed our artwork from being 5 people on the show to 4 people on the show. And that's because Amber's embarking on a really exciting adventure with her own podcast. She recently got signed to the Pioneer Network. She has so much incredible creative talent and energy. So we're really excited for Amber, and she'll come on the show, I'm sure, in a couple of weeks and chat about everything she's doing over there. We love you, Amber, and be sure to check out her podcast, Professional Silly. You know, I was thinking that this might have been my migraine from this morning still seeping into the afternoon, but it was not the Grim Reaper that trotted into the studio this afternoon. It is none other than Jackson Kim returning from Vegas.
Oh, and I am a shell of a human right now, you ladies and gentlemen.
You're all puffed up. You look like a pufferfish.
I don't feel so good,
you
guys.
Look like terrible.
Thanks, Mikey.
Mikey, I have a strict no fat shaming policy for me, but it's fine for Jackson.
It's just what happens when I literally landed like a few hours ago. Yeah, red eye is never a good idea. You never feel good about taking a red eye. And this was an awkward one too, because it was only like 3.5 hours. So it's like not really enough to sleep any amount for. Mm-hmm. And I was just, I've been down bad. So anyway, I was in Vegas this past weekend to, celebrate my girlfriend's dad's 60th. But the kicker is my girlfriend wasn't there.
It was just you and the boys.
It was me and the boys. It was me, my girlfriend's brother, her brother-in-law, and her dad. Just the 4 of us taking on Vegas. Oh, and her uncle. The 5 of us taking on Vegas.
And 1,000 strippers.
And 10,000 hookers and 1,000 pounds of cocaine.
I'm surprised you made it after 1,000 pounds of cocaine.
No.
You should be more awake considering all the cocaine.
Wait, hold on. So you flew home last night, you got 1 hour sleep at home, and then you just showed up right now?
Yep.
Disgusting.
Yeah. My flight was at 10:45, and then I landed here because flying from West Coast to East Coast sucks and you lose a bunch of time, and I landed here at like 5:30, and then I went home and I took a shower and I couldn't really fall asleep, and I slept for an hour and my alarm went off, and then it was like, all right, time to come to the station and record a podcast.
You'll never get those hours back, by the way. They're gone forever.
Not if I go back to California.
You got to stay there, though.
Is that how that works?
That's
I'm
how
just
it works.
Stuck without
you just
got
to move over across the pond.
And so, honestly, like, we're gambling. We're going to nice dinners. Like, we did the whole Vegas thing pretty right. But I think the highlight of the weekend was we went to this place called the Cirque Stadium Swim. Okay.
The Cirque Stadium Swim.
Okay, so the Cirque is a hotel that and casino that is sort of off the main strip that you see in the movies. It's more towards downtown Vegas, which is like proper Vegas, old Vegas, as a lot of people call it. That's where like Vegas started, and then the rest of the strip is actually from, you know, further down the road. So we head out there, and the whole point of this place is it's basically like a giant day club pool party, but with a million TVs and screens for you to live bet on sports.
Ooh.
Okay.
Vegas, the more I hear about it, is really just a place for people to throw their money away.
Oh, 100%.
Ooh, yeah. I thought that was the whole thing.
Hang on. I don't know why I agreed with you without being like, yeah, no shit.
No, but I mean, that just doesn't sound that fun to me. Like, you're just going to a massive pool just to throw your money at useless causes?
Well, it's
good
not.
Get money.
It's spending money to, quote unquote, make money. It's the it's the illusion of being able to, you know, hit big and strike it rich, and like, you know, there's a rush that's involved in that. If you have never gambled or done anything like that, you don't understand, but like, there's a reason why gambling addiction is such a serious thing.
I think I'm safe because I never learned a single game where you can lose money, but I do fear if I ever sat down at the slots, I think I would just stay there for 5 years. I think you'd have to like pick me apart from it.
That's why I'm terrified to take my girlfriend anywhere near that, because I know for a fact that if she sat down at one of those slot machines, we would lose the house. Yeah. It would be terrible. So this place is insanely big. I don't know if you guys looked at my Instagram story this past weekend, but it's like the craziest setup ever. But it's like literally a day club. So there's like bottle girls going around and like all this stuff, and it's wild. So we booked one of these little like couch cabana areas. And it's similar to when you buy a table at a club where you pay a set amount and then you have to that's the minimum spend that you have to spend on stuff that while you're there, right? And if you saw the prices at places like this, Mikey, honestly, you'd have a stroke. I want you to guess for me, how much do you think a slider platter costs?
What is a slider platter?
You know, like burger sliders?
Yeah.
Probably comes with like 5 or 6 burger sliders.
Shouldn't be more. Like, if you paid $15 for sliders, furious.
Are you ready?
Yes.
$115.
Are you shitting me?
I am not kidding you even a little bit.
Here's the thing. I'm going to come to the defense of anybody who decides to book a cabana for this crazy price. So when we were in Greece, we had to do this. We had a minimum spend for the cabana. And I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be so easy. Everyone's going to spend like $100, $110 or whatever on drinks and food or whatever. We get to the end of the cabana time slot and I'm like, oh, I want to close out. And they're like, you still have $600 to spend.
Oh my God.
We've been drinking all fucking day. We've all ordered 7 pastas a piece. What do you mean? So this just helps you get to your minimum faster.
That's the whole thing is like, I mean, it's completely inflated and crazy, but yeah, you're supposed to like just rack up stuff and
what's
buy whatever
the minimum supposed to be like 10,000 or something?
No. So where we were sitting, which was like,
wait, why is that crazy?
No, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, okay, there's a minimum, but there doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
it's a stupid system. No. I hate that. I'll have a water and one slider, please.
And the water's $15.
Oh my God. Actually, hit me in the head with a hammer.
It might've been 20 actually.
But it's just efficient. Cause I remember when we were closing out, I was like, can't you just charge $500 to my card and we'll get a bottle of Bacardi? And they're like, no, you have to buy.
Wait, what?
They're forcing food down our throat. They're like, you have to buy something. I'm
really?
Like, I was like,
you can't just be like, take it as a donation.
No, literally. I was like, isn't this easier on everyone? Take my money.
You prepay it.
Yeah, but like you actually have to receive goods in exchange for your money. Why not just give them the money and it's like, all right, we're done here. I don't need anything.
I don't know. I've never had a problem with going under the minimum, so maybe that's why. But, you know, we're getting food. And Abby, to your point, yes, a lot of times you have money left over on these things. So it's all 5 of us are sitting out there. It's cooking in the sun. There's loud music playing. It's crazy. And there's like people everywhere. And we wanted to rent one of these places because otherwise you have to stand in one of these like waist to chest high pools with like a million other people.
It's like human soup.
I like it.
I wanted zero part of that. So I was like, thank God they booked this. Okay. And our minimum was, I think, $2,000 or $2,500. Okay. So we're buying buckets of beer and we have this place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., but we didn't get there till like 11. Okay. So we're watching all the sports. Ryder Cup's on. Georgia Tech played and won. It was like a very fun day of us doing that. They have actually a casino outside where you can go play blackjack if you want to. It's a wild place. It's lawless land. By the way, seasonal fruit platter, $100.
Oh my God. You know what? In this economy, fruit is expensive.
I don't even know what a seasonal fruit is.
It says fresh seasonal fruit with vanilla low-fat yogurt.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
From Publix.
And it was delicious. We did get one of those, but that should have been
$8.
Yeah.
It better have gold on top of it. That makes, you know, that just makes me so angry.
I wonder what like a scrambled egg would cost.
Is that one singular scrambled egg?
How much for ramen noodles?
Wait, did you get the price? Because Mikey's favorite drink is a Miller Lite. So did you get a comparable price for Miller Lite?
I probably have to buy them by like the 100.
I think you have to buy a bucket and it's like $24 a beer.
Oh my God.
Yeah, each.
And every sip is about $5. Wow. That's insane.
Because we were getting Miller Lights and some Coronas.
I'm laughing at Mikey being a savant for beer math.
It's going to be about 5:30. Yeah.
He's taking massive gulps.
And so towards the, like you're saying, if you have budget left over, you may as well just fucking spend it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I leave because it's hot and I just wanted to go sit like inside for a little while. So I was just playing some cards at the casino that was like right inside. And then I come back, my future brother-in-law texts me and goes, yo, where you at? And I was like, all right, I'm coming back right now. So I come back and he goes, we have a surprise for you.
Oh God.
And I go, what? And he goes, it's a little family hazing. Okay. And I was like,
it's gotta be a prostitute.
And I was like, why is this about me? Your dad's the one that's turning 60. That's why we're here in the first place, right?
Yeah, but you're about to propose. You got all this stuff lined up to join the family.
Right, and we had all already, like, at the dinner but the night before, had, like, talked about all this. And, like, you know, we were all having a good time and, like, you know, laying it all out there. And so I'm sitting there on this big cabana bed. And we're still watching sports, hanging out. And my future brother-in-law goes, hey, turn around. And I turn around. No. And there are 10 bottle girls.
Oh, no.
With
no.
10 bottles of champagne.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, Jackson, stand up right now, take your shirt off, and go stand right there. So I take my shirt off and I go stand there, and I get full sprayed down by 10 bottles of champagne.
Oh, my God.
Wait, they bought the champagne specifically to torch you with it?
It's like a champagne shower, and they charge, it's a minimum of 5 bottles that you have to get, and they're $100 each, and we had a little over $1,000 left, so they spent $1,000 on spraying me with 10 bottles of champagne.
That is insane. By the way, I'm not saying about the bottle girls, the bottle service, so uncomfortable. I hate it so much. I really hate it. Do you guys remember, for my college graduation, the radio show that we worked on, they took us all to PBR and did bull riding thing, and they got us bottle service. One of the most awkward moments of my life is me standing. I have no idea what to do. Like, these girls are I'm like, what do you want from me? I don't even know what to do.
These girls are not Muppets. They were wearing assless chaps.
Yeah.
And I think I've said this story on the show before, but I just met Mikey's girlfriend and we were hanging out, and she's just steaming. She's looking at all these girls who are bopping around in their assless chaps and bringing us bottles of whatever Miller Lite, as if anybody is going for Gumby over here.
How's this an insult on me?
He just graduated with his associate's degree.
I'm a beautiful lady.
And the funny thing too about that was, like, me and my girlfriend are standing there, and she's like, which one would you pick? And then I was like, which one would you pick?
Bisexual girlfriend privilege.
So definitely a very different experience on that. But bottle service, no likey.
It's so embarrassing. It's like people singing happy birthday to you, but they're the hottest people ever.
Oh man, I hate it when that happens. It was very fun. It's a hilarious, hilarious thing. I sent the video over to my girlfriend's entire family, and they were just cracking up laughing. And everyone enjoyed it. And so I got sprayed down with 10 bottles of champagne.
Let's talk dollar bills. How much you win or lose?
How much do you think I won or lost?
I think you won. Wait, I had a prediction before you left. Do you remember what it was? Oh, I said that he was going to go up, maybe about $500 up, and then end up down, but only by like 100. But I change it now. I think you're up 200.
Okay. Do you guys want to make a prediction, Abby?
I'm going to say you are down $1,000.
Okay, Rebecca?
I'm going to say that you spent $0 and you actually left with the money that you stole off the street from someone.
He just said he played cards.
I came in with a $1,000 bankroll and I left Vegas with $2,400.
Whoa!
Shut up.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's impressive.
You give a mouse a cookie.
There's nothing I love more than somebody having niche office gossip that doesn't pertain to my life, doesn't affect me in any way, but nonetheless stirs my loins.
No, not your loins.
Hey, say that 10 times quick. Go.
Stirs
niche
my loins.
Niche office gossip. Niche office gossip.
Niche office gossip. Niche office gossip. Niche office gossip.
Niche office gossip.
Stop. So Rebecca is stirring my loins because she says that she has niche office gossip.
Niche office gossip. Niche office gossip.
What did your hands shoot up? I have tea and I have no one to talk to about this. And I wish I could talk to my former coworkers and see what they think, because I logged onto Facebook last week and I saw the most insane thing. So I used to work as like a multimedia specialist for this financial firm, just like a boutique little financial firm. And I am friends with like all my former coworkers. And there was an intern who I liked a lot. She was really cool. I go on Facebook last week. I see her photos and she's married. She just got married, which is very exciting. Congratulations. She was a beautiful bride. She's pretty young. I think she's like Mikey's age. Like, you're like, what, 23?
What's your number? 24. Thank you very much.
Well, you're 24.
I just turned it.
Oh my God, you're so old.
I know, I'm an old man.
Your frontal lobe is almost done cooking.
No.
So she just got married, and I was going through her photos because I really liked her dress. She looked like she had a gorgeous wedding. And then I noticed someone that I would see at the office a lot was in her photos. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know that they were that close. And then I realized they're looking very intimate in these photos.
No.
They're like hugging up on each other. They're kissing each other.
No!
Wait, is it a man?
They're getting married.
No!
And guess who this is? It's the CEO.
Whoa.
Okay, so this is a boutique firm. She was an intern. So when you knew her, she was what, 19, 20?
She was probably like 20, maybe not. She's probably 20. She's probably older than Mikey. So I would guess she's 20, 21 years old. Oh my God, I'm just remembering. She was like, what are those like golf girls called?
Oh, golf cart.
Girl.
She was a cart girl, and the CEO picked her up and put her in her job.
I don't know if this is just because Rebecca's telling the story. Is the CEO a man or a woman?
The CEO is a man.
Okay, wait. I don't know what that was.
The story seems gay because I was so stuck on it being gay.
Guilty as charged. I was doing the same thing.
No, the CEO is a man.
I think it's because you said that you really like the intern, and I just put her in a box the second you said that you liked her. I was like, maybe she's also a gay.
I like her. She's got to be gay.
Hey, it was a CEO. Of course it's a man.
How old's the CEO?
You really searched for those words, didn't you?
How old was the CEO?
I don't know his exact age, but he was definitely in his, 40s. I would guess he's probably late 50s.
Whoa!
He might be 60.
Dang. Hang on. So she was a cart girl and got her internship at the place because he met her on the golf course?
This is all alleged because this is coming from my memory. I'm pretty sure this is the case. She was an intern for the marketing department where I worked. And I never really saw them interact, but I didn't interact with them very much. And so I log into Facebook last week and I see that they got married and I fell over backwards. Katie saw me. I was like, Katie, you cannot believe what just happened, what I have seen in front of me. So it's like a 24-year-old girl getting married to this 60-year-old CEO at my former job. I have no one to talk to about this. It's crazy.
Is he a good-looking fella?
Does he have money?
I mean, he's a CEO for a financial firm.
The more important one is he a good looking fella or is he a bucket of dumpster? A bucket of dumpster.
Rate him from 1 to 10.
She's got laryngitis.
1 being he's Gollum, 10 being he's Brad Pitt.
He's not Gollum.
Sure, shit ain't Brad Pitt.
And how hot is she?
She's pretty. Like, she looks like very artsy pretty. Like, you'd see her at, like, in art school and be like, she's like an 8.
I don't spend a lot of time at art school.
You're not doing very good at describing either of these people.
I have no idea what to picture.
Right now, they're just 4 rectangles just kind of bouncing around in my head.
No, she's a SCAD 8.
She's a SCAD 8. No,
but
she's
a University of Alabama 4.
She is pretty. She's very
cute. She's pretty.
Cute.
She wouldn't call her hot.
I can show you photos.
Okay. I actually do want to see photos.
Let me show you photos.
It's just going to be like a bleach blonde.
No, she's pretty. You guys are going to be like, why did you say this? Okay. Oh my gosh, she already changed her last name to his last name.
What is it?
Okay, here's her.
Stop. She's not an art school 8. This girl is objectively beautiful.
She's very pretty.
And she's wearing, he must have a lot of money. She's wearing a Galia Lahav ball gown.
Whoa.
All the girls are wearing this season.
Exciting.
Wait, she's really cute.
She's really pretty.
Okay,
you guys
are not calling her hot yet. I'm still waiting to see the picture, but she sounds pretty.
Abby, you describe her.
She, let me think of the right words. She definitely looks like, how do I want to describe her? I mean, she just looks like every other bitch. You know what I mean?
Okay, so she's not hot. Pass the phone down.
No. But she's,
now they're triangles in
but
my
she's,
head.
She's definitely, I would put her at an 8, but not like a SCAD 8. I think she's just like a conventionally.
SCAD 8 is hot. There are hot people at SCAD.
No, but like a SCAD 8 implies that she's
I was at SCAD. I was really hot.
Pass the phone down.
So I think a SCAD 8 implies that she would only be an 8 at SCAD, where I think she's just kind of an 8 in general. She has a girl next door vibe.
girl. Okay. Neck.
Her hair could use a little bit of volume, but other than that, like, she seems very cool and normal.
Her hair could use volume. That is one of the shittiest. I don't know much about women, but I know that's a shitty thing to say right there.
I think I just meant she's very artsy, because when I knew her, she was like, she had more colorful hair. She like just gave off this artsy vibe.
I think it's very telling that her profile picture isn't with her husband. It's with her and her martini glass.
Jackson has the phone. Jackson, is she hot or is she not?
She's very pretty. I wouldn't say she's hot.
Nobody said hot.
I wouldn't say she's hot. There are some pictures on here that make her look hotter than others, but I would not consider her hot. But she is very pretty.
I think you're underselling her. She's like a cute gal.
She looks like, I feel like every single person has a girl that went to your high school that looks exactly like that.
For sure. That's what I mean. Like, she's not like a model, but.
You guys are right. Her hair could use some volume. She is pretty. I just liked it. I'm gonna comment.
No,
your hair could use some volume,
Mikey. I will kill you.
Wow. So, do we call the police?
Wait, no. I want to see him. Can you find a photo of them together?
Yes, here's them. Oh my god.
Let me see. Stop. No, I hate this. Oh my god. This
All right, now describe him.
I'm gonna throw up.
This is the photo I saw where I was like, "Whoa, they're really close."
Wait, how's his hair doing?
He doesn't have any.
Oh no.
Is he hot?
No.
Is it Jeff Bezos kind of bald?
In like a Johnny Sins kind of way?
God, he has that creep look in his eyes. And maybe I'm just like sensitive to this because I'm a woman in a male-dominated industry, but I have like a hairpin trigger when it comes to men.
Women in media.
He's giving... God, this is so...
Come on, pass it down.
Don't
you can't hold
that.
On
don't
to
say
it for that long.
Too crazy.
It's just giving father and daughter dance.
It really is.
It's okay. So nasty. I do love this dress, though. She's pulling it off.
Her dress is gorgeous. The wedding looked very nice.
The hydrangeas
Imagine
around.
Imagine if your daughter marries someone who's older than you. Yeah. It'd be disturbing.
That'd be kind of hardcore.
Yeah. I mean, I...
Is he hot or is he not?
He's not hot.
I mean, he's like a man in his 50s.
He looks like a dad.
Yeah.
A
he looks like her man. Father.
He looks like Hank from Breaking Bad.
A little bit. This looks like the father-daughter dance.
Yeah. That's why I was like, whoa, I didn't know they like knew each other like that, were like intimate like that at her wedding. And then I was like, wait. He's the groom.
I just don't love money that much. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be poor by any means, but I don't want to hitch my wagon to some old guy.
I don't know. Maybe they're like so in love and they like complete each other and everything is just gorgeous.
Stop.
And that's
no,
what I'm going to say.
Absolutely not.
That's what I think is happening here.
What do they talk about?
Financial matters.
TikTok. TikTok financial matters.
Do you think that's how they fell in love? She introduced him to TikTok. He just associates her with the algorithm.
Oh.
He's like, I feel so good watching this.
Those dopamine hits.
And he just associates it with her.
Perhaps.
If he dies in the next 5 years, we'll know what happened.
Yeah. Now tell me, what do we do with this information? We know all about these two people now.
Nothing.
What do we do?
We spread the gospel.
What do we do?
It was like, you know, you ever see like The Ring where it's like you watch the movie and then you
days.
Have to pass it on so that the curse like goes on? This is what it felt like. I had to pass on the information so I'm not the only one cursed.
Okay. Thank you. Of all the people in the world to go to an Addison Rae concert, Mikey, you are quite honestly one of the last people that I would ever expect to be there.
She's my wife.
Were you there of your own volition or were you dragged there?
Absolutely not on my own volition, but also I wasn't very welcome there either. So here's how this worked out.
Were the army of teenage girls just pitchforking your entrance? Get him out of here! Take Notaro!
Yeah,
what is this lesbian
woman
doing here?
They tried to get me in VIP. They're like, take So I got some free tickets through the radio station, but... The guy who gave me the tickets, he was like, I want to go with you if you're going to go. And so I'm like, seems like if I'm getting these tickets, I have a responsibility to go with him and hang out with him.
Just you and your boy going
well,
to
no,
an
no,
Addison
no, no,
Rae
no,
concert.
Okay, I guess I missed a step of the story. My girlfriend wanted the tickets. She wanted to go to Addison Rae. I had no business going to Addison Rae. I don't care about Addison Rae. So total of 4 tickets. He takes one. I take one, she takes one, and then she can bring a friend. That's the deal. That's how you got to work these little gears to get some tickets every once in a while. Her friend dropped out last minute. I was as hungover as could be yesterday. I didn't want to go. I said, listen, can we just skip it? Keep in mind, the whole time, she is absolutely uncomfortable that I'm going to go to the Addison Rae concert. I'm the last person she ever wants to be there. She knows that it's just going to be a lady up there like half naked dancing around.
Yeah.
And she does not want me to see that kind of thing.
We know how she feels about that.
Yeah.
Daggers.
But I was like, listen, I don't want to go, but this seems like the way that I get you your tickets and everyone's happy. So her friend drops out. I say, can we just not go? Do you care that much? And she said, we're going. So we went last night. And Jackson actually had a similar experience recently. You went to Kesha, right?
Yeah, I went to Kesha.
Yeah, and it was a similar crowd, I'll tell you that.
Oh, was it?
Any guy I saw was wearing like a tank top. like a crop top.
A mesh crop top.
Yeah.
Wait, what is Addison Rae's, like, I thought her fan base was like teenage boys.
No. It's like
that's
gay
what
men.
It used to be.
It's like gay men that love Addison Rae.
When she was just dancing around, it was teenage boys. But then she started, explain the Charlie XCX
stuff. She started
on
like Musical.ly, which became TikTok.
Yep.
She was gigantic on TikTok for her little dances. But then she sort of reinvented herself as this pop ingenue. And she makes,
is that her last name?
Yes, Addison Rae Ingenue. She makes really good pop music.
Yeah.
It's kind of experimental.
What?
Yeah, so the gays
love her. I
mean,
I knew she made music, but I thought that was just like her
attempt. Need a cigarette to make me feel better.
Diet Pepsi's really good.
Every good thing comes my way.
So
I like it.
I thought she was trying to do music in a way to like break her out of the TikTok loop, you know, and like be away from all the TikTok people.
I think that's true.
And then I just never really heard anything about her. I just knew she was doing music, but that's it.
That is true. She definitely wanted to stop being like a TikTok Charlie D'Amelio dancer, but it seems like this has always kind of been her passion that she never, I mean, she wasn't taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So now that she's kind of broken out, people are considering her an actual pop star.
Yeah, good for her.
Well, truth is, it was hot. But I don't know. I've never been to one of these shows where it's just like choreography dancing. Pretty cringy. Choreography dance. Pretty gross. Hard to watch.
Planning a dance? Ew. Cringe.
There's just something about, because there's the whole point of it is to make it look natural and like you don't think about that it's choreographed.
You shouldn't notice them thinking about the dance.
But then every once in a while you kind of see through it and you can like see her thinking about her next steps and it's like, oh, what is this? This is weird. It's like whenever you go to a stand-up show and you can tell they've told the same joke a million times.
Mm.
It's a similar thing. That's kind of weird. Also, I don't know. It was, I don't want to hate on it at all because it was good. She did a good job. Her banter needs a little bit of work.
Her crowd work?
Yeah.
Boyfriend, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, what was
but
that?
That's one of her like cringy lines
just
or whatever.
The meme.
Yeah.
Me and Mikey mind building right
now. Are we
now.
Too young for this?
Yeah. Are you guys bonding over Addison Rae memes?
We are.
There's a song where she's like, put a cigarette between my tits. And then right after that, the music goes off and like the backing track is off and she goes, oh my God, how are you guys feeling out there? And it's like, what the hell? You gotta stick to either sexy or happy. It can be one or the other. You can't just mix them up. It's like, oh, give it up for Patrick. You keep on giving it up for Patrick. Yeah, so.
You're like, wait, I still can't get over the visual of the cigarette between your labia, Addison Rae.
Yeah, so a little bit of work on the banter, but good show overall.
I feel like she has five of those in her head, and then she just kind of rotates through them when she doesn't really know what to say.
Because people say that it's a really bad show, which I didn't have anything to compare it to. It wasn't terrible, though. But, like, any city she goes to, she goes, oh, my God, Atlanta. You guys really showed up tonight, huh? It's like, and then she's like, if a good thing comes my way. And it's like, all right, well, you got to pick one lane. You can't do both of those.
Wait, didn't she act in a movie?
Yes. Oh my God, yes, I love that movie.
It's so bad.
It's horrible.
So is her acting as bad as this is?
She actually is a pretty natural actor.
But
the
why
movie
is
was
this
terrible.
So cringy and bad?
This is a different skill set.
It's what's that called? Pandering whenever you're in a city and like you're saying, you're the best audience I ever did see. And that kind of stuff. But it's just so out of place. Like, really, the way to go is never address the crowd if you're doing like a sexy show like that.
Yeah, just ignore all the people who paid to see you.
No, no, but don't be like, Atlanta, I'm so happy to be here. Just be cool. Be cool the whole time. I think that would be more natural.
Or like after a sultry song, you could just be like, thanks everyone for coming out tonight. You know,
happy birthday, Mr. President.
But you also have to remember, it's just teenage girls in the audience.
No, it is not. It's Rebecca's people.
It really is.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know how I've collected this kind of information, but whenever she did that little scream on Charlie XCX's track, she became a gay icon.
Yes, you're actually exactly right.
Look at that. She goes, wah!
There was a remix. It was a remix of Von Dutch.
Yes.
They had Addison Rae. Charlie XCX had Addison Rae feature. And one of her ad-libs was she just screamed. And literally ever since, gay people have accepted her into the fold as an icon.
It was a gay scream. Also, this isn't the kind of stuff I know. I don't know why I know so much about this. I feel like I need to defend myself here. I don't know how I collected this information. I know about Towns Van Zandt and old outlaw country music. Don't know how I know a bunch about Addison Rae.
I'm trying to defend myself. Okay, you can't see Mikey right now. There is legitimate panic and fear in his eyes right now.
Do you have something you need to tell
us? Sweating.
No, but it's just like, it's
Mikey's
crazy.
You realize how much you've said at this point and that you can't take it back.
He's having a vulnerability hangover.
I didn't even know that I knew all this stuff.
Take
the lore goes deep.
It's okay.
Wait, can I ask, because I noticed this about Addison Rae, that she reminds me a lot of Kylie Minogue in the sense that I feel like they have a similar fan base, just different generations. How does somebody leap into becoming for the gays specifically?
Because one scream is all it takes. Like, how did that happen? Who knows? Yeah. But it just worked.
It literally is just
hit,
like a pop culture
it hit
moment.
The gay bone.
Yeah, it did. There's
the
just like
gene.
A, there's a je ne sais quoi. There's like a pop culture sort of moment that has to happen for gays to like be like, okay, this is interesting. I'm going to follow this.
Okay. I always thought I'm about probably 7% gay. No. Now that I've revealed all that information, what does that bring me up to? Probably
18.
Yeah. No, not 18. It's like a fifth of me.
I think
9.
9%. That's
you
fair.
At least got one arm.
What does that mean?
One arm in
put
the gay
your arm
pool?
Like that. Put your arm up.
I do not have a gay arm.
You got one gay arm.
That's number one. I do not have a gay arm.
You've got a gay thumb.
I do not have a gay arm.